Perhaps not surprisingly, she was arrested for seditious conspiracy. And it was, in fact, a charge that the Duplessis regime and Premier Duplessis personally intervened to ensure that that charge was laid. Madeleine always points out she was later acquitted. Also in the in that period, before she came to have any association really with the Toronto crowd, and not everybody here I acknowledge is from Toronto, there was another very significant event, and that was the breaking away from the American Textile Union that they had been involved with and the setting up of the Canadian Textile Council. And then later on, in association with other Canadian-based unions, setting up of the Confederation of Canadian Unions in 1969. The battle for Canadian unions and for democratic unions, the fight against business unionism, some of these sound very ordinary now, but at the time, and again, many people go back to that time, it required the same kind of unrelenting courage that had been needed in Quebec. And again, I shudder to think of it, but just that feeling, the vilification and the shunning, being dismissed as communists for even promoting these ideas. There's one other, let me just say, by 1972 there were a couple of turning points for me personally and for many other people that Madeleine was critical in. She encouraged young women to get out to the Strategies for Change conference, which was a huge conference. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of women there, and really from all walks of life. There were women from the then Africville poverty, the struggle in Nova Scotia. There were women from the National Farmers Union. There were the young radicals from Toronto and elsewhere. There was truly a mix. But the government's agenda was simply to get itself a mandate to set up a woman, a minister responsible for the status of women and maybe a status of women advisory council. And Madeleine plotted with a small group of us to turn that agenda around and to take advantage of the opportunity that was there for the wanting and for the taking, and to ensure that those were not the resolutions that came out of that very important conference, but rather a resolution that led to the setting up of an independent women's movement in this country, which became NAACC. And I recognize many faces here, Lynn McDonald, Doris Anderson, Rebecca Coulter, and many others. That was also the year that Madeleine and Kent asked me to come on staff. Kent's is another story. You can read Rick Salutin's book called The Organizer if you want to know more about Kent. But it was an amazing apprenticeship with an amazing master. And while she walked the big stage with, Trudeau knew her well, as did many other prime ministers and opposition leaders, I really think that Madeleine shone brightest when she was at the negotiating table and when she was on the picket line with people like Maria and Mary and Sersity and Fernanda and Salome and others who are here with us tonight. And she was our companion and our teacher. There's no greater test than at 3 a.m. in the morning when somebody's still trying to explain to you why you're making this move, what this issue means, and carrying on. And that, I think, is in short supply sometimes in the labor movement. And to her credit, I don't think Madeleine ever met one-on-one with a boss. They always had to take the committee with her. And true to for picket lines. We would have a meeting every Friday on the Puretex picket line, and people had to know where we were going, where we were coming from, and become leaders themselves. So I guess want to end by saying that it's wonderful for those of us who've known Madeleine personally to see the outpouring of appreciation for her in Quebec and elsewhere. There were so many decades when people were afraid of their own vilification by association with her and her ideas. Madeline has some shortcomings. Those of us who've had the 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning calls with the political program for the week know very well. And Madeline always said she was sorry that she wasn't given a proper roast when she retired, but we'll get around to that sometime. But these shortcomings, in a way, are precisely why she's so amazing. A human being like the rest of us, but in dramatically engaging with life, with political struggles of the working class, women's struggles, she has inspired others to do the same. And I think by acknowledging her example, we say a lot about the goals we aspire to collectively as a movement. And it gives me the greatest pleasure to introduce to you Madeline Perron.